All right. Well, it's a little different after you've seen it, as always is the case, especially in the preseason. There were some good things, some good efforts, some good plays. You know, no turnovers. We got two on defense. You know, we capitalized on some turnovers right off the bat. You know, we ended up with balance when the game was all said and done. I think we had 34 pass attempts and 32 rushes. The rushing yards are a little skewed because of the, you know, the punt fake, but still, nonetheless, it was a good run. But, you know, the bottom line is this. I think we had 18 guys that did not play in the game for whatever reason, nine of whom are starters. And this week it looks as if we'll probably get maybe 15 to 16 of them back. So, you know, when you have nine starters that don't play for whatever reason, you end up playing a lot of players earlier in the ball game. And when that happens, some of the inexperience translates into penalties, and we had way too many penalties. We had 14 penalties. I think we had eight on offense and, you know, three on defense and three on special teams. But and most of, I think, all but two, you can make a case that we're legit and we have to learn from them. So, you know, we had some false starts offensively. No defensive offsides, which was good. But so, you know, penalties became the common theme through the game after we subbed, as did some mental mistakes and some missed tackles and things like that. So, you know, clearly a lot to learn from, as we told the team. We're still kind of in the process of grading things and correcting things with them. But all in all, I think it was a good exercise. It was great to play. There's some emotions in the stands from the fans, and, you know, they got to see some guys make some plays.
Could you tell from looking at the tape from this one game if indeed they were paying more attention to the illegal contact and the holding on pass defense?
Well, you know, LaMarcus was called, and based on the call, yeah, they're paying close attention to it. I don't think it was a foul. There was no grab. There was no restriction. There was really no contact. He just kind of reached out. Now, I think it was good for LaMarcus because he, in practice, would have grabbed. You know, he started off doing that and grabbing at the top of the route like that, so he learned. But still, I mean, it's a hard one. I'll talk to them about that, talk to the league about that one. But nonetheless, that is the point of emphasis, and they'll support that call because he did reach out. But, you know, other than that, you know, from a defensive standpoint, the other hold that we had was clearly a hold. It was a bad technique by Stu on the running back, so.
And is that one where you're almost glad, because it might have been a touchdown, right, if the guy gets by him, or were you almost glad that Stewart held him, or no? It looked like it might have been a touchdown.
We got safety play and safety help, but, I mean, from a technique standpoint, he's got to learn. You know, you don't put yourself in that position. Let the back get inside you. So,
how did Greg Robinson do in his first
day? I thought he did good. We had a problem early with communication, so we turned nose guard loose. He was supposed to come down. That resulted in a sack. But from a run game standpoint, he was good. Most of the time, pass protection was solid. He was downfield. And I thought he played pretty well, considering he played two positions. You know, Aaron, on the other hand, Aaron played about 35, 38 plays. And flashed, made some plays, got, you know, penetrated and got in the backfield, didn't get, you know, the ball was coming out quick. That was their plan. You know, different situations. He's probably got a couple hurries, possibly a sack, but got tired, played a lot and got tired. So it's hard and that happens, you know. So, again, they learn. I think they, you know, you'll see everybody take, we should see everybody take a big step this week from week one to week two.
That one game that one play you're talking about, is that like Barnes looked like he turned in with Robinson, and what were they supposed to? One was supposed to pass the other guy off. On the sack,
Greg just kicked out. He was supposed to come down. That's all.
Your other rookie from Mizzou, EJ Gaines. What have you seen from him so far?
You know, yeah, EJ's been making plays. He's very distinctive. You know, very conscientious, smart player. Picked the defense up really well, made plays, did a really nice job in his role on special teams. Went outside and, you know, was working as a gunner, working as a hold-up guy, and it proved to us very short in a short period of time they can do that. And then defensively, yeah, he's a football player. He tackles and covers, got ball skills, and so we'll continue to, you know, give him some reps.
Did you see what you were hoping to see or wanted to see out of the running game? You know, you worked, as you told us before the game, you worked several guys.
Yeah, our backs all got carries. I mean, Trey got a little, he got more carries than we had hoped he would, but that's fine. You know, we had good effort from the backs and in the passing game as well. We had some breakdowns up front. You know, we saw a lot of things that we really hadn't prepared for or you know, we didn't game plan. So on occasion, there's an unblocked defender, or there's penetration or something like that. But, you know, Benny ran well, Zach ran hard. We had some decent runs called back. And the holds weren't the reason that the runs broke, but there was holding on to play. So, I mean, you know, the way we look at those things in preseason, you know, sometimes a hold will turn the back, create the play, but these holds didn't. So the backs and everybody else were doing their job.
Coach, how much credence do you give in what Phil did for you last night?
Well, we expected him to do that. You know, that's what he's done for years. Has a good feel for what we're doing, and you know, good sense for timing, and throws a nice ball, throws a catchable ball. So, you know, 5 for 7, and you know, good control over what we're doing. I thought was pretty good first effort for him.
Looking at the other side of the ball, run defense, obviously there's a ton of guys involved, but was there any common theme to the success in the world?
Usually in where the runs were popping, there was either 9 guys doing their job, 1 guy behind a block, and where the defense got cut, or we just weren't setting the edge, or we had a couple tackles in a hole that we missed. But some guys doing some things that they hadn't done before in the scheme, but not a big concern. We really didn't load up to stop the run or pressure or do things. We got caught in a few pass stunts, which created some seams in the defense, which, you know, obviously in a normal game situation, you don't think those will happen.
Are you a little more, I don't know, understanding of missed tackles just because they haven't tackled yet?
Well, we've practiced tackling since camp started. So we have to do a better job. Ingram's a fine back. He's going to make some people miss, and he's going to run over people. He's been doing that, you know, since his college days. So, and that's not an excuse, but, you know, we did miss him a few times. And, you know, when you've got young guys playing defense, then you've got one guy out of position, then another guy tries to overreact, and, you know, you're not playing team defense. It's going to oftentimes result in a missed tackle.
Alex Bear had a productive day. What did you see in him at Bowling Green? And he gave him a little bit of a rookie bonus, so you must have liked
him. Well, yeah, we felt like he had a chance. You know, we liked what we saw, the athleticism, you know, the pass-catching ability. He was well-coached there. Rob went out. Rob Boris went out and had a private workout with him, you know, a week before the draft. And we were kind of hoping that he would fall. He did. And, you know, so far it's worked out for us. You know, he's played. He's taken a lot of snaps here at camp and played a lot of snaps yesterday. I think he played over 40 snaps yesterday, 45 snaps. And, you know, he's hanging in there and continues to make the play. So reliable. He's getting to the right spot. And, you know, the young quarterbacks trust him.
Anything more you can say about that last sequence on what Davis did? He dropped the snap, and that's why it was.
Basically, what happened was we had some, you know, once you get through it and start talking to people and get the bottom of things, there were some communication issues up front, and Demetrius wasn't sure when he was supposed to snap the ball, and so he just snapped it, and so that obviously caught, you know. When the ball comes up and the quarterback's not ready for it, sometimes it, you have problems, and that's what happened to Austin. So the ball hit the ground, and then Austin picked it up and spiked it. So it was a correct call.
That 46-yard miss by Greg, after looking at tape, was there anything off on the snap or the hold of putting it down?
Our backup snapper, who is a good backup snapper, and he's going to get snaps gets plenty of snaps in practice and was going to get snaps in preseason, and will continue to do so, has not worked a lot with with Johnny and Greg thus far in camp. And there's a difference between his ball and Jake's ball. So even though they weren't, you wouldn't classify them as bad snaps, the snaps were different. And that happens sometimes. That can change and affect the whole process. And that did last night. So I'm not concerned about Greg. The snaps hit Johnny's hand a little differently, and it just happened. So Greg's having a great camp, but it's a fine line. You got your backup snapper, and the ball appears to be a decent snap, but the ball's different, the laces are different, and the whole routine's different on the kick. So
overall, do you like the fact that there were like a lot of situations and different scenarios that you and the players had to go through in a preseason game? A lot of times that isn't the case. How valuable is that?
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, we stress, everybody understands how important timeouts are, first off. So we go in the first half. Fortunately, we started the drive. Unfortunately, we started the drive with one timeout and a two-minute warning. Normally, we would have had both timeouts. I used two timeouts, one in a challenge just to kind of help Carl just through the process, because the new process in the league, I told him if there's anything close that I would go ahead and throw the flag just to go through the experience here in the first preseason game. So lost that one. And then, I used timeout just to sub. So we went into the two-minute drive with one timeout and a two-minute warning. And then we had the penalty at 2:03. And then we got the ball, made some plays. And, we ended up with third and 15 or third and 16 down there. And, they're hard to convert. So we handed the ball off and, we got points. So we executed in a two-minute drive right before the end of the half. We nearly executed in a two-minute drive at the end of the game. So we understand what happens, and those are the things that they learn from. In two-minute studies over the years, the two things that are going to affect an offensive drive, one are sacks and two are penalties. And by the way, penalties will trump sacks in offensive drive. So if you have a penalty in a two-minute drive before the half or before the end of the game, they're very, very difficult to overcome. And so those are the things that we have to, that we stress. We have a false start at 2:03. That makes it hard on the drive. It backs you up. But we still overcame it, But a lot of different, as you say, a lot of different situations come up. And, we take our time this week to go through them.
And at the end, I guess, you wouldn't have needed the snap. You wouldn't have needed the spike. The timeout had been spent when the guy was late coming on for a field goal.
Right, and that's part of preseason. The guy's got the hardest job on the sideline, a special teams coach. Now, when you got, we didn't have full 90, but when you're three deep and you've got guys getting hurt and moving guys around, and we lost Mace, and then Justice went down, and then Alex was down for a minute, it's hard to keep track of that. So, settle him down, use the timeout. But yeah, if you got a timeout remaining, then you can trade the timeout for the 10-second runoff. So.
Jeff, have you decided yet if Bradford will play against the Packers?
I think he's going to play. Yeah, I haven't decided how much, but yeah, he's going to play this week.
So after seeing the tape, how would you evaluate Michael Sam?
Mike played pretty well, got tired as well, just like Aaron did. But he was in the 35 to 39 play range and played with effort, made some mistakes. I would expect him to play much better this week after he got whatever it is behind him, like the rest of the rookie class, first-year guys. First preseason game's a little nerve-wracking, but I think he'll settle down. It was good. It was productive. Made some good chase plays down the field. Had some good rushes. Got the quarterback. Had some hurries. Played both end and tackle for us.
So when you were talking about that challenge, was it more of just a courtesy challenge for Sheffers to try out the new? Because this in the preseason, don't you have the new discipline?
Yeah. And I asked him before the game how things were, because one of the other things that's interesting and with respect to the officiating department is, yesterday was the first time they had their communication devices on. So, and they're going to go to them full time this year. So, Carl can talk to all his whole crew, all the other six officials on the field.
They've done done it?
No, it's the first time. We experimented with it last year in the preseason in a couple of games. SEC went to it a couple of years ago, and they liked it. So today, yesterday was the first time. And it was really – I was really impressed as to the system itself and how quickly they were able to enforce penalties. You know, because, for example, on LaMarcus's penalty, the holding penalty down the field, you know, normally what happens is the back judge is going to run all the way over and tell the referee, I got a hold on number 20. And then by that time, you're waiting for him to, you know, just to make the announcement. And, I mean, it was that fast. And Carl says, we got defensive holding on number 20, automatic first down. And so they're communicating with this, with the device. So I thought the enforcement part of it was excellent. It's nice because I can walk up to a wing official, grab his mic, and say, "Carl, get your ass over here," you know. but it's a good system. The guys, you know, it was new to them. It was new to them, and you know, I thought they did a nice job with it.
You didn't do that last time.
No, I didn't. But in addition to the system, you know, yes, yesterday was the first time that this crew was going to potentially communicate with New York. So I just said, if there's anything close, I'll go ahead and challenge it for you and see how it goes.
In your heart of hearts, you didn't really think Gaines would stop him short.
No, that was a good a good spot. I was standing right there. So that was Jeff Seaman that made the spot. And I told Carl, also Carl's rookie year's first preseason game, it was first year as a referee, had him his first preseason game. And I did him a favor and put him under the hood as well about 5 years ago. So he didn't forget that.